Republican State Party Chair Ed Cox says the GOP will have a qualified and viable candidate.
We are going to have a good candidate for governor.
Cox denies a report in Politico New York that says Republicans are in a panic over the lack of a well-known challenger to Governor Andrew Cuomo after millionaire businessman Harry Wilson decided against a race. The GOP chair spoke after spending a day interviewing announced and potential candidates, among them Assembly Republican Minority Leader Brian Kolb, who has already announced his candidacy, and Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco, who's also expressed an interest in a race.
Well, here at least we have two candidates who are well known here, and either could serve as governor of the state. They know the issues. They've dealt with them a long period of time, and they also know how to go after the present governor.
Cox is less receptive to a run by former Erie County Executive Joel Giambra. Giambra has expressed interest in running as a Republican candidate for governor, but he has previously supported Cuomo, a Democrat, as well as 2016 Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Cuomo has more than $25 million in his campaign account, but the GOP state chair says he expects national Republican groups will donate money to help a Republican candidate compete. And Cox says ultimately the race will come down to whether voters want to continue with Cuomo or desire a change. He says it's the same dynamic as in the 1994 race for governor of New York. That's when little-known state Senator George Pataki beat the current governor's father, former governor Mario Cuomo.
This is an ABC election like 94. Anyone but Cuomo.
Cox says voters are unhappy with the slow-growing economy in all regions of the state except New York City. And he says Cuomo has a problem with corruption. Eight former associates, including a former top aide, faced trial this year on charges ranging from bribery to bid rigging. Assembly Minority Leader Kolb, in a speech on the Assembly floor on the opening day of the session, repeated that theme.
This year, Albany is going to be on trial again. Are we not tired of this? Isn't it at some point in time we're going to stand up ourselves as a legislative body and say enough is enough with corruption and with pay-to-play access? Those that know people get tax breaks and special legislation? Ladies and gentlemen, that's on us.
Cuomo, in his State of the State speech, said actions by President Trump and the Republican-led Congress, including funding cuts and the federal tax overhaul, have severely harmed the state and its finances. Kolb criticized Cuomo for blaming too many of the state's problems on actions in Washington. Kolb says since 2010, that's about when the governor took office, the state has experienced outmigration.
Over 1 million people have left this state. That has nothing to do with Washington, D.C.
Senator DeFrancisco says he still hasn't decided whether he'll be a candidate. Speaking after a Senate GOP press conference on 2018 priorities, he says he's still reviewing it.
I will know when the time is right. It's sort of like a fine wine. You have to let it sit for a long time, and then you get the right answer.
State Democratic Party Executive Director Jeff Berman, in a written statement, said both the GOP and conservatives in the state insist on denying reality by not being more critical of the federal government, and he says they are standing as wooden soldiers behind their president. Cox was asked by reporters whether President Trump, a native New Yorker, might campaign with the GOP's ultimate choice for governor. The president, Cox says, has his hands full right now in Washington. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.